Just a little.
Potatoes, mainly.
Oh, yeah. No, it's no potatoes. It's leeks and peppers and cabbage and garlic. You still want a little?
Food Cycle was created a few years back in London and has since grown into several projects throughout Great Britain. The concept is simple. Before retailers throw away food that could still be used, they pick it up and cook nutritious meals with it. We met with Stephen Hawkes, the communication officer, who gave us some background to the organization.
Our overarching aim is to use resources that exist in the community to create something positive. So we're reducing food waste by reclaiming surplus food for use, and then we're using that food to create nutritious meals for people. So we're reducing food poverty, and we're also reducing social isolation. A lot of people live alone, especially among the people we work with. There's a lot of older people and mental health service users, and they, you know, eating with other people is something positive. There's scientific studies that show there's a real benefit to the community aspect.
I am in the kitchen of the Islington Hub, a project Food Cycle runs every week on Wednesdays. Few volunteers go pick up some food in the early hours of the day and spend the rest of the morning preparing cooking food for the people from the charity Islington Mind. We went to meet with a few volunteers.
So what are you cooking today?
We're doing a French onion soup for China's doing, and then we're chopping veg for the main course, which we're just going to fry up as a side to some pizzas, because we've got some ready-to-use pizza bases and some really good bread, so we're going to make a tomato base, add lots of cheese, and yeah, so it should be pretty tasty.
I think we're doing pancakes with a chocolate or fruit spread for dessert.
Nice.
Yep.
So where does this food come from, today's food?
The veg, the bagels, all the bread you see out there, all the onions and the pizzas came from Waitrose down on Upper Street, and then a lot of the other beautiful breads came from Planet Organic on Essex Road.
They have amazing bread.
Yeah. Their stuff's just gorgeous all the time. It's such a shame that, like, it looks perfect and they have to chuck it out because it's old, but we get it, and then we give it to people. That entire, like, big pile of bread will be gone by 1:30. Yeah. Everyone will take it with them.
Food Cycle offers one of the many solutions available out there. Being aware of the amount of waste is becoming an issue we won't be able to ignore any longer, says Frank, a student at SOAS University and a volunteer at the Islington Hub.
It's a problem that's only going to get bigger in the UK, and I think Food Cycle as an organisation has to get bigger. There needs to be more organisations with Food Cycle as their kind of model, because population in the UK is growing globally. The population is growing, so we need to be more economical and practical with our waste. And I think it's this whole, we need to kind of really do away with this idea of